Welcome to the Next Generation Podcast, the show where we feature youth shooting sports competitors of the past and present. Here's your host from the Clover Talk Studio, deep within the heart of Texas, Chris Dover.
Welcome to Next Generation Crew. This week, we're going to talk with a couple of muzzle-loading shotgun competitors that have also recently dived into the world of Steel Challenge, and talking about Hannah and Andrew Davies. But first, let's talk a little bit about eye protection. Yeah, you know, you only get two eyes, so it's really important that you protect those eyes. But you know, all eye protection out there is not created equal. So if you're out there specifically in the shooting sports world, maybe you're an instructor, spend a lot of time on the range, the odds of something going wrong, the odds of an accident increase with the frequency at which you shoot and you're out on the range. So a lot of times you do not want to scrimp on your protective eyewear. That's where Hunter's HD Gold comes into play. And what's cool about their glasses is they have the technology that changes the, I guess it would be the tint, according to the lighting situations outside, which is really awesome. One pair of glasses, it's kind of a one and done deal. And keep in mind, they also offer their high quality glasses in prescription as well. Check out what they have to offer over there on huntershdgold.com. All right, crew, help me welcome Hannah and Andrew to the show. How are you, kiddos?
We're good.
And we've also got Bella joining us tonight. She's going to help co-host just a little bit. How are you, Bella?
Doing great. How y'all doing?
So let's kick this off. I always like to kind of start out with a little bit of background and history. So we'll start with Andrew, I suppose. When do you remember the first time that you got to go out and shoot firearms and that sort of thing?
I'd say a couple of years ago. First gun I really shot was the 10/22.
Mm-hmm.
We went out to our property one day, and my dad brought the 10/22, and I shot that. He was holding the Thompson, saying, "Hey, you want to shoot this?" I was like, "Sure."
Why not, right?
Hey, were yeah, you, why not?
Were you kind of hooked from that time on?
Yeah.
Good deal. What about you, Hannah? You remember the first time that you got to go out shooting?
I was 11, and our Legion had a air rifle team.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And awesome. I'd never shot air rifle until that time, and I was 11 years old, the youngest member.
Now, as far as you, Hannah, and shooting competitively, when did that start?
2 years ago. Okay. I started shooting shotgun.
Okay. And was there like a local club that you started with? How did you get started shooting competitive shotgun?
I started shooting with the NMLRA about 2 years ago.
Okay.
That's basically how I started shooting.
Gotcha. And was that the muzzle loading shotgun?
Yes.
Okay. See, that's interesting. And Andrew, you shoot muzzle-loading shotgun as well, correct?
Yeah, I also shoot muzzle-loading rifle.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. Good deal.
Yeah. For my birthday, I got a 50 caliber flintlock.
Very nice. As far as muzzle-loading shotgun goes, and I guess either one of you can answer this, obviously it's different because it's a muzzle-loader, but as far as the actual shotgun games, do you know how that's different from, like, your traditional skeet and trap and things like that? Is there a difference?
It's basically the same course, mm-hmm. but there is some hesitation, especially with flintlocks, if you think your gun's actually going to go off or not.
Right.
There's always that little thing in your head that says, my gun's not going to go off, but it does. There's just that slight bit of weight. About half a second, maybe, till that gun will go off.
Right.
Yeah, so you've got to get in front of them a little more than you're shooting a modern gun.
Okay.
But we're shooting the same kind of birds.
Right. Okay. I got you. And I'm guessing they don't throw true doubles then, right? With muzzle loading.
There are actually things in NMLRA. It's not really.
True.
Okay.
There are especially for moderns, we go to a shoot. Yeah, for double barrels, they'll do a true. But that, yeah, for if you have a double barrel shotgun, you will have that kind of chance. But
now, do they when we're talking about muzzle loading shotgun? Describe those shotguns for me, if y'all will. Are they double barreled or single barreled or?
So me and Hannah's guns are single action. They're convert. Yeah, single barrel, break action. They used to be moderns, but they were converted. They have a specialized plug in them.
Okay.
The only thing with that is we've got when we clean them, we have to clean them like we have to take a drill to the plug.
Oh wow!
Because okay. It gets so dirty.
What you're talking about there, I'm assuming, is like a breech plug. So where the
where
the normal shell would sit, you've got kind of an adapter, more or less.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you don't mind me asking.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not a shotgun shooter, and I was just wondering, like, what y'all's traditional course of fire looks like.
Like, how we've shot, like, how we do it in a match?
Yeah, how would that look like?
So there are five, like, parts. There are three traps. But usually, if you're... For the class that me and Hannah are shooting, it's about 15 birds. So you go two on each station, and then you'll go back through again, but you'll only do one on each station. And it usually takes about half an hour sometimes to shoot them.
Wow.
And then, like, the national matches, which is what Hannah shot this year, I got back from a canoeing trip, so I wasn't feeling up to it. It's 50 birds.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it...
How long does the 50 bird, how long did that one take?
Well, with a...
It took about 4 hours for me to shoot.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. And how was the transition from shooting 15 normally to 50?
It wasn't really that hard for me.
That's good.
And
I gotta tell you...
You're fine, Andrew.
Going from 10 to 15 is a little weird.
Right. Now, as far as that tournament, Hannah, what was it like going to that, being... at an event like that?
It wasn't really that hard, but I was the only girl, I was the only young girl that shot that match and ended up with a three-way tie for first and got third.
Wow.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Wow.
Yeah.
Muzzle-loading shotgun, I'm not terribly familiar with it. I know that's not something that here in Texas with the club that I was a part of that we really... We played around with it a little bit, but we certainly didn't do anything competitively. Is there less girls in general that typically shoot that type of discipline?
I'm pretty much the only 15-year-old girl down there that actually shoots the courses.
There's not a lot of women,
at all. There's not a lot of women down there.
I'd say they're about 10, 15,
I'm the only girl.
Yeah, Hannah, well, we have a friend named Ashley. She doesn't shoot. She barely ever shoots, but Hannah's, like, the only youth girl out there. They're, like, for boys, there's quite a couple.
So, yeah, I mean, it's interesting, and it's very cool that you were able to go to a match like that and compete now.
Yeah.
You've been shooting matches before then, I'm assuming, correct?
Yes.
As far as you learning the sport and the discipline over the years, what is one of the hardest things that you have had to try to learn when it comes to the muzzle-loading shotgun? Is there something that sticks out that you had to practice that a whole lot in order to get good at it?
Following through was with me and following the bird, doing lead.
Right, and I'm assuming that can change from one course to the next, right, depending on their setup and how fast that bird's moving, so... It's one of the things where you've got to be really good at guessing speed, right?
Yes.
Especially with rabbits, you got to get about 3 to...
Oh, I didn't even think about... I didn't even think about the rabbits, yeah.
You can... Honestly, down where we're shooting at, there's a course called... it's like a woods walk, yeah. Mm-hmm. They call it woods walk, but you can barely see those things coming across because they're just they're darting off the side of the bushes last year.
Right. Well, I know that even with regular shotgun, the rabbits give me fits because inevitably they'll hit a hole or a rock or something and jump on you. You know, you're getting ready to, you got your lead and you're getting ready to break the trigger And then the next thing you know, they're in the air, you know, or something. It's crazy. So I can imagine with a muzzle loader that can get quite frustrating at times.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, let's talk a little bit. Andrew, you said you did muzzle loading rifle as well. So you said you shoot 50 caliber in that?
Well, I've started to learn how to shoot a 50 cal.
Uh-huh.
When me and Hannah didn't really like rifle all that much, but when we were little, I actually won I won a really nice muzzle-loading bag when I was little with a 32.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Nice.
Okay. You don't see, and that was in a rifle, a 32 caliber rifle?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. You don't see the 32s. I've got a lot of 45s. I really like the 45, but you don't see a lot of the 32, so that's really cool. Now, Hannah, why do you not like rifle as much as shotgun? Is there a reason, or you just don't like it?
I just don't really care much for rifles.
Is it not enough action for you? You got to have those moving targets?
Yeah.
Question for Andrew. What's it like going and switching between the shotgun and the rifle world?
It'll take a match or two to actually get used to it, but usually what I'll do is if I'll get done shooting rifle, I'll go down a shotgun. It'll take me a whole match to realize, it's weird because it's down with the rifle, but right and left and up and down with the shotguns. So it gets a little confusing at times, but once I get it down with the 50 caliber, I should be able to transition pretty easy.
That's good.
Now, as far as your practicing and your practice schedule goes, do you guys practice a lot together, or is it separately?
We'll usually go down to it's a gun club near Friendship. We'll go down there, we'll take our Rugers, and we'll usually shoot together. We bring down some of our steel, and we'll... Like, last time we practiced transitions, mm-hmm. which was going from the ground and then shooting the target.
And how often do you guys practice?
About once to twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
It fluctuates on our parents' work schedules.
Sure.
Sometimes.
Right.
Yeah. I get you on that one.
Yep. If it weren't next for parents, week. What would we do, right?
Yeah. And next week, I actually won't be able to get any practice in. I'll get some modern shotgun in, but... Nothing else. Me and my dad are leaving for South Carolina for scout camp.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Awesome.
So I'm taking a shotgun class.
You've got a lot of irons in the fire then, apparently. You've got the competitive shooting and scouts and the whole nine there.
Yeah.
So with practice, with it being muzzle loading that you guys do, how much... Do y'all go through a lot of black powder, I'm assuming?
Yeah. So, we just bought 25 pounds.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we buy a case at a time now because you'll go through about 1 to 2 pounds of powder a day.
Wow.
For each of us.
Wow.
Good.
So
crazy.
That'll be six pounds of powder, quick maths.
Right.
I'm going over it in my head.
And that's, that's crazy. Do you know how many shots you get roughly out of a pound of powder? Have you ever done that math?
We can never figure it out. Yeah. My dad just said he did the math a long time ago. Depressing.
Yeah,
we
I
just
imagine.
Spill sometimes. There's spillage. There's
that's true.
Just chaos sometimes.
Right.
You'll talk to somebody and be like, "Wait, did I load my gun or not? Better go blow it out."
Oh.
Just waste the That happened a lot to me.
Right. It seems like that could be a more expensive discipline than just regular shotgun. Because shotgun shells are pretty cheap. So.
Yeah, because you've got to buy three different types of wads, and your shot, you buy shot by, it's like, yeah, you got to buy caps. Our caps are actually pretty expensive, because we use, Winchester caps, same thing that's on a normal shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
So, caps are a little pricey.
Right now, I was just wondering, so you said that you were the only girl, but how many youth shooters are there within y'all's group?
We've actually got two professional black powder, they actually went to Virginia this year for nationals, and they're younger than we are. They're
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're sub-juniors. I think the oldest one just turned 10.
Wow.
They're really...
Oh, my goodness.
My dad will come home sometimes. Basically, everybody will come home and say, I just got outshot by an 8-year-old today. A couple times.
It happens.
That's great. And if you don't mind me asking, are y'all a part of, like, a youth organization, or are y'all just a part of a club outside of shooting?
We're a part of, like, 3 clubs. We're not really a part of an organization.
Well, I'm wondering if there is such an organization.
Yeah.
Because I know that with 4-H, I know there are... the muzzle-loading disciplines are within, like, 4-H as an organization, but I don't know of things like, Bella, you do the SASP and all of that. And
yes, sir.
I don't know of anything like that that does muzzle-loading.
Exists for muzzle-loading. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe there may be something out there in the cowboy action. Some of
I
those,
can see that,
some
definitely.
Of those type of organizations, maybe.
Yeah, I learned a little bit about that cowboy stuff. It gets a little strict because they might kick you out because you're not wearing the correct time-stamped boots.
Right.
Wow.
Right. Yeah, that can get a little hectic. As far as during the matches, you talked a little bit about, you know, the course of fire. What happens? You're muzzle loading. So what happens if you have a situation to where something's not right, that charge doesn't ignite, it doesn't go off. Do you have a certain amount of time that you can clear and take that shot again?
So what they'll do is we have a specialized blowout area, mm-hmm. that is in between two traps. There's one at each trap. There are two, I actually think, even though there are 3 traps. It's in between each trap, and you'll go there, and there'll be a can of compressed air and a hose. Mm-hmm. So you'll stick that hose. For us, it's a little weird. We've never actually had to do it, but people will go there, and they'll stick the hose inside their breech, and then they'll just kind of, it'll shoot everything out,
right.
And then you'll run a cap through it.
Okay. And then do you get to come back and do a makeup shot? Do they allow that, or they just count as a miss?
You'll get to do a makeup shot.
Okay.
But what happens a lot is people forget to put their shot in, mm-hmm. and they will count that as a miss.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, that actually happens a lot.
So
dad a couple times.
Right.
It's actually become a joke down there. It's like, I didn't hear a shot in that gun.
Right, just shooting a blank. Yeah. So if it goes off, if the gun goes off, then that's a miss. The only time you can do a makeup is if it does not actually go off.
Yeah.
Basically.
Gotcha.
Okay. That makes sense. And that's good to know.
Yeah. I believe we actually have a similar rule amongst my sport as well. That's pretty nice to know.
You will get a makeup shot, I'm pretty sure, if there's this gray bird at the very end. I busted it, so they counted it as a hit. I couldn't even see it. But basically, I think they actually do count that. If I busted it, I would have had to shoot it again, but they just counted it as a hit. Usually, if you miss it, you'll get a makeup shot because that was the last bird, and it was, like, gray, and it blends in so good.
So let's jump over to you, Hannah, for just a minute here. With competitions, I'm curious about the first competition that you ever went to. You seem pretty laid back and pretty easygoing. Were you nervous at all the first competition that you ever went to?
I wasn't really nervous. My first competition was for air rifle,
mm-hmm.
and I wasn't really nervous at all. I just acted like I've been shooting this forever, and yeah.
There you go. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, I was 11 at the time, so.
Right.
Oh wow.
And what about you, Andrew? The first competition you ever shot. Were you nervous? What was that like?
I'd say that. I couldn't do air rifle. I was too young, but I also didn't really get along with them down there. I got along with them. It was odd. The first competition I shot was I shot a .22 fun shoot down at Friendship with my dad's .1022, and I think I did pretty good.
Awesome.
I wasn't that nervous.
Right. As far as all the equipment and the cost and everything that goes into, you know, shooting this muzzle-loading competitively that you guys do. Do you have any sponsors at all or at this time, or is it all funded by your parents?
Right now, for muzzle loading. We have GOX Black Powder.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah, GOX is sponsoring us at the moment.
Awesome.
That helps as much as you go through.
Oh, yeah. And so, a question for the both of y'all. What's it like being a brother-sister duo in competition? Is it good to have somebody to help you out? Does it kind of stress you out having somebody else? What's that like?
We're constantly not getting along. So, I actually, basically, it's, we don't put ourselves next to each other.
Right.
Like, there was a, you could pick your partner for this. And my dad's like, well, you could shoot with your sister. It's like, I don't want to shoot with my sister. So I asked a girl I barely even knew. She could shoot with
me. I mean, that's pretty normal, what you're talking about. I think most everybody would agree, you know, the brothers and sister thing. But are y'all fairly competitive when you go to these matches? Are you comparing your scores to each other and that sort of thing?
Hannah is very competitive when it comes to this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she'll get mad a lot.
Well, that might not be for the score. That just could be simply because of you. You realize that, right?
It's the score.
I don't know about that.
She'll tell me, like, that she's the better shooter, and say, Hannah, I don't really care. And she'll get mad and say, client. We get in fights sometimes, but most of all, we stay away from each other.
Right. Do you guys go to a public school or private school or home school, or what do you guys do for your school?
I go to Milan Middle School, and Hannah goes to Milan High School.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, they're public schools. Yeah.
Public schools, okay. Awesome. And what grade are you guys in? Or going into, I guess?
Hannah's going into... I'm going into 8th.
Okay. And then this year I'm going to be in 9th grade, which is a freshman.
Oh, okay. You're in high school. Awesome. Wow. That's a whole different world. Have you had your orientation for high school yet?
Nope.
Okay. Okay. I'm assuming that with, you know, you said you weren't really a part of a group or an organization, so, you know, grades wouldn't play a factor there, but do your parents make sure that you're getting your schoolwork in order? In other words, do you have to make the grades and make sure all your homework and stuff's done before you shoot?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, for the shoots that are going on during school, like, the national that's actually coming up, it's going to be during school.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the only problem with that is we actually can't do our work down there because it's almost like a dead zone. There's no cell service.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one spot.
Right.
So it's kind of hard to get our schoolwork down there, but
just gotta right, so just got to kind of make it up when you get back, basically?
Yeah.
Gotcha. With subject in school, Hannah, do you have a favorite subject in school? And don't say P.E. P.E. don't count. Lunch don't count.
I don't care for P.E., honestly.
Our P.E. teacher.
Probably my favorite subject. I would say it's probably science.
Oh, okay. Good one.
Nice.
That's a good one. What about, yeah, go ahead.
Our science teacher's really awesome.
Yeah, good teachers help. Yeah. The good teachers definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Help. Well, what about you, Andrew? What's your favorite?
I gotta go with science because
our
teacher.
Maybe I should ask you what's your least hated. Maybe is what I need to ask you. I've got the funny feeling you may not have a favorite.
The only reason I really don't like this subject, it's kind of the teacher, but mainly I'm gonna have to go with math. It's
really?
Just.
Okay.
It's always, it's hard to understand sometimes, the subjects. I just,
right.
Sometimes don't understand it.
No, I get you, totally.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
A lot of homework.
Just wait, you don't know homework yet. Hannah's fixing to, she's just in high school. She's gonna get woke up, she's gonna realize that she's gonna wish she was back in junior high.
And speaking of which, how are you feeling about being an upcoming high school student freshman year? Are you excited? Kind of nervous?
I'm really excited this year because I'm going to get to be in show choir, and I'm so excited about that.
Awesome.
I've been wanting to do that forever.
That's great. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
And how about you, Andrew? You're about to be an eighth grader, top dog in middle school. You excited?
Yeah. It's going to be kind of the same because I want to have the exact same teachers. It's going to be fun, I think.
So you say you've got the same teachers?
Yeah, for the 7th and 8th. Okay. Basically, what they had to do is they had to separate that because of the intermediate school. So now 6th graders are not middle schoolers anymore.
Oh,
they're okay. Somewhat elementary. So I have the exact same teachers, but...
Same teachers, just different, or more advanced, I guess. More advanced subjects. Yeah. Outside of the competitive shooting sports, outside of the muzzle-loading shotgun, question for both of you, what are some other things that you enjoy doing? Do you hunt at all, fish, do outdoor stuff? Obviously, Andrew, you said you did Boy Scouts. So I guess more so for Hannah, what types of things, obviously, I guess singing and show choir and stuff, but what other things do you enjoy doing besides shooting sports?
I enjoy doing dance and...
Oh, wow. Okay.
Hiking. I love hiking.
Hiking? Okay.
And being outside.
Cool.
Awesome.
And what about you? What about you, Andrew? Obviously, Boy Scouts, but are there other things?
Yeah, Boy Scouts. Sometimes, when I was little, and I still do this now, but now I have my own knives, I'd steal one of my dad's knives, I'd go outside, and I would, like, make little knives... And we actually have a friend named Justin Woods. He makes steel knives, and he actually helped us make our first knife. So I'm hoping one day I can learn how to make knives.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's pretty cool.
So wanting to learn engineering.
Nice.
Okay. Well, you better get up to speed on the math then. I think you probably will need that. But that's awesome. What about you, Hannah, as far as... you know, a career later on. Have you given any thought to, you know, what you would like to do?
I have my heart set on being a nurse, is what I'm wanting to do.
Okay, that's a good one.
That's great.
Hospital.
That's a good one. I mean, anything in the medical field is a pretty good choice if you can handle that sort of thing. Some people don't do well with, but if you can handle that, yeah, that's a good one because... Yeah, you're almost always guaranteed a job. People always get sick, so, and it's kind of the same thing, Andrew, with an engineer. You know, people's always need things built, you know, and it requires engineers to figure all that stuff out. So that's pretty cool to
make things better.
Yeah. So yeah, that's pretty cool.
One thing I'm really wondering is for Hannah, first of all. What's it like being the only girl? Like, do you have other girls in the shooting sports to look up to, or is it just kind of making your own way through it?
I have a really good friend that I look up to a lot when she shoots, and there's a lot of women that I look up to.
That's good.
Help me out. If I'm not doing my best, they help me through and tell me what I'm doing wrong.
I'm glad to hear that. And for both of y'all, I was wondering... What's your favorite part, and what's, like, the best part of shooting sports for y'all?
For me, one of them is, there are a lot of reasons, but one of them is that little adrenaline rush whenever you get out there and you shoot that first match, and it's addicting, you just, like, I want more. I want to shoot
Definitely.
More.
Definitely. And Hannah, what about you? What's the best part for shooting for you?
Best part probably for me is getting to, like, where we go, I get to see a lot of my friends, and whenever we shoot for nationals, I get to see a lot of people and meet a lot of people through that sport.
Now, talking about friends, do you have friends that are into shooting sports, or this is something that you kind of do on your own?
I have a friend that, I forget what she shoots, but Alpha Addie.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
She's awesome, one of my... I got to meet her in March at the NRA conference.
What about you, Andrew? Do you have any friends that shoot as well?
I don't have a lot of friends. Especially ones that shoot. I have a friend at school. He doesn't do competition shooting, but he just kind of shoots around. But
okay, but he does shoot occasionally and stuff like that?
Yeah, he doesn't really shoot competition. He just kind of...
Just to have fun?
Yeah, I don't really have a lot of friends in the We know Tony, right? Mm-hmm. His name's Tony. We shoot with him. When we went to Tennessee, he showed us the ropes.
When you talk about shooting competitively, it's not for everybody. So, you know, I always like to ask that question, and it seems like, you know, the kiddos that I talk to is like, yeah, I've got friends, but, you know, they'll come out, they may shoot for fun, or they may hunt, or something like that, but most of the time, their friends don't shoot competitively a lot of times, you know?
Yeah.
That's pretty common. So there's nothing wrong with that. Their friends are kind of into other things, I think.
I feel like it's a little odd getting into it, because you kind of think everybody's going to be so competitive, but they're not. Like what Tony and somebody else down there, he said, this is competition, yeah, but a lot of us are Norsemen. It's really hard to have a good time and shoot when you're all at each other's throats.
Right.
If you don't have fun, what's the point?
Right.
Yeah. Then you're just wasted ammunition.
Yep, exactly.
Exactly.
You gotta have fun with it. You have to. You have to be able to enjoy it, for sure. Jumping off of shooting just for a minute, just a fun question. Just curious, what's y'all's favorite fast food?
Ooh.
Do you have one?
Yes.
What is
Very
it?
Very much so.
Let us know.
KFC.
What is it? It's KFC? Really?
Yes, I've had my birthday there twice.
At KFC, you had your birthday.
Yes.
At KFC.
That's awesome.
At KFC.
And you're going to admit that on a podcast. Did you really just do that? No, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with that, actually. I'm okay with that. I like some fried chicken. I'm okay. So I got to ask this, since you do KFC. Original recipe or the extra crispy?
Well, sometimes I'll eat the original recipe, but most of the times I'm eating extra crispy.
I think that's a kid thing. I think that's a younger generation thing. Because me growing up, and I still love the original recipe. I got to have the original recipe. But
I'm with you on that one.
Back then, back when I grew up, which was a long, long time ago, we didn't have the extra crispy stuff. That's all we could have was the original. That's all they made at KFC. What about you, Hannah? Favorite? You got a favorite fast food?
I honestly really don't have a favorite. I like First Watch.
So, another fun one is favorite movie. Do you have a favorite movie?
Oh.
My favorite's The Greatest Showman.
Really?
I love that movie so much.
I love that movie.
I've never seen that movie.
I've watched that hit it so many times.
That's a good movie.
I've got to watch that one. Now, that's a one, that's like P.T. Barnum or whatever, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. What about you, Andrew? You got a favorite movie? Come on now. Got to take it for the boys. It's got to be a good one.
I don't really have a favorite, but I have one that kind of inspired me.
What's that?
I have two movies that actually kind of really inspired me. It was Chris Kyle, the American Sniper, and Lone Survivor.
Oh, yeah. Now, you know, you mentioned that. I'll tell you a neat story. The Navy SEAL that trained Chris Kyle and Marcus Luttrell, I got to hang out with him at his house about 2 weekends ago.
Two weekends?
Yeah. He lives down here in Texas. So, and he is Charlie Melton is his name. And, yeah, he was the one that actually trained both of those. So.
And my dad's in the background freaking out.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty cool. So, right, you did good. You did good for the boys. You did really good. Have you, question, though, for that, I got to follow up. Have you read either of those books?
My dad has.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't, but I do kind of hope you ask what our favorite books are.
Well, we can go down that road. I was just going to say, I would really suggest, if you enjoyed those movies, especially American Sniper, read the book. The book is definitely better. It has way more stories in it and everything than the movie covered. And it actually has some really funny parts in it, too. I won't give any of it away. But, yeah, books. We can go down that road. What's your favorite books? Don't say Harry Potter. Please don't say Harry Potter.
I'm not going to say Harry Potter. I've never read Harry Potter. My favorite, it's an old book. It's not really that old, but we got them in our library, and I loved it. It's Scythe.
I've never heard
about
of that.
About 450 pages of amazing.
Really? What is it about?
Oh, what's it about?
Yeah.
Well, I can give you a brief overlay. Basically, the population has been overrun, so they've figured out a way for humans not to die.
Oh, okay.
So, immortality. So, there's an organization that is a government-type branch. I'm gonna call it the Thunderhead, because I know there's an aspect of Thunderhead, that's the second book. But basically, they're Reapers.
Okay.
So, they have to shorten the population, and they go off of it via somebody's past. How the immortality would work is you just didn't die, and then you could get reborn. Not really reborn, but like sent back in time for your body to readjust. That part's weird, but the whole book's really great.
Right. So it's kind of a sci-fi almost. It's almost like a sci-fi book of some sort.
I could rant for hours about that book.
That's an interesting concept. What about you, Hannah, since Andrew brought it up? Favorite book?
My favorite book would probably be Anne Frank.
There you go. Hannah going to break out the classics. There you go. I like it.
I read it. Andrew, you'll get to read it this year.
And so, getting back on the shooting topic of it all, I was wondering, somebody had mentioned Tennessee, and I was wondering, how much do y'all travel for shooting?
The Tennessee part was specifically for Steel Challenge.
Steel Challenge?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've just kind of started. That's why I was talking about Tony and the fun part. We learned that through Steel Challenge.
Good to know. Awesome. But sorry, go on about how much y'all travel.
Yeah, that was our first time really going real far, far away.
That probably all depends on your parents' work schedule and stuff like that, too, I'm sure, right?
The reason why we don't really we had to travel for Steel Challenge is around us in Indiana, there's not really a lot. There's not a lot of Steel Challenge going on, like, around us. So we have to go either to Ohio, I think. Mm-hmm. That's where Friday Night Steel is. But now we're going to try as many months as we can to go down to Tennessee. About every month, we're hoping.
Right.
Awesome. Well, now y'all have piqued my interest. So Steel Challenge, if you don't mind me asking, because I'm a bit of a Steel Challenge shooter, how long have y'all been doing that?
We just started.
We just kind of started.
Do y'all have a favorite stage yet, or favorite type of gun to shoot it?
Definite Smoke and Hope.
Love that one.
Yeah, it's a nice relaxing part. We had to leave on Sunday, and it was right before Smoke and Hope because it had rained. We didn't leave. And I was like, Dad, I can't go. Smoke and Hope, I have to. He's like, we gotta go. I'll take you to Smoky Mountain Knife Works. I'm like, fine. Just fine.
Right.
And Hannah, what about you? Do you have a favorite stage?
I don't really have a favorite stage. I just like the ones that really aren't that complicated.
Gotcha.
And how many stages are there, Bella?
There's 8 stages in Steel Challenge. Okay.
And then there's, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's because a couple of the matches I've been to, they've had additional stages that are simply stages that were retired that they don't do anymore, right?
I believe so. It just depends on where you're shooting, I believe.
Yeah, I believe that's what they had told me. So, and those are kind of fun because those are stages that you don't get to shoot. I mean, that's the first time you've seen some of them if you're not an old school Steel Challenge shooter,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's one thing we do for SASP as well. We'll bring out some of the old stages and we'll run through them. It's really nice. It takes some people for a loop, though.
So let's talk a little bit here before we've got to get out of here about maybe some things coming up. Are there any things coming up for you, Hannah, as far as shooting sports that you're looking forward to in the next few months or so?
I'm really wanting to get into 3-9. Ooh. That's one thing that I'm wanting to get into.
Yes, both of us.
Very nice.
But this is a stepping stone for me right now.
Sure, right. Well, I think going from shotgunning into a speed, you know, a speed competition or a shoot and move, I think maybe that might be an easier transition. And I simply say that because I come from more of a precision background, which is really no movement at all. And I find it for, you know, speed competitions, I find them fairly difficult because of that, because I'm used to not moving. What about you, Andrew? Anything you're looking forward to over the next couple months or so shooting sports wise?
We're actually using it as a stand to prop up the computer. We just got a CZ Scorpion.
Oh.
It's in the box right now. Really hoping to get into shooting that. We're going to be getting a Tippmann in a couple weeks.
Ooh,
basically,
nice.
I'm also wanting to get into 3-gun. I'm real interested in doing Steel Challenge right now. I was actually going to bring this up earlier. Mm-hmm. We have something called Friday Night Steel.
Yeah.
And what they'll do, like how you guys were talking about the... they'll bring out older stages with us. They'll post about a day or two in advance, maybe 3 days, I'm pretty sure, in advance. There might be actually, like, maybe one, sometimes there'll be about one official stage, but they'll make up all the stages by themselves. There'll be 3 stages.
That's
and
fun.
And that's when it gets interesting, because
oh, wow.
You have no idea what to expect.
Right. And I've seen some bonus stages before that were set up that way. And they never tell anybody. They don't even put it out 3 days ahead of time. It's just, you get done, and then that's a, what do they call it? I've done some shotgun before, and they call it a mulligan. And I think in golf terms, I think they call it a mulligan. Yeah, I've seen a couple matches before where they did that. They had a mulligan, which was just like a bonus stage, and it was just completely random. Somebody just went out there and set up the steel.
That's cool.
You know. It is pretty neat. So, we're gonna close it out for this week, I think. So, have you got anything before we get out of here, Bella?
I think I am pretty much set.
Okay, awesome. And Hannah, Andrew, want to thank you both for jumping in and talking with us. I surely do appreciate it.
It was really great meeting y'all.
Yeah, thanks for giving us the opportunity to do this. We're pretty grateful.
You bet. And, hopefully, let a little time go by. You guys get some more competitions once you get into Steel Challenge a little more, maybe even 3-gun.
Yes.
Heck, we can have you back on and maybe talk about that a little more.
That'll be great.
That is all for this episode of Next Generation. Please visit us at clovertac.com for links to more content available on a variety of platforms. If you would like to support our effort while enjoying some cool perks, you can check us out over on Patreon at patreon.com/clovertac. We encourage you to support and volunteer with youth shooting sports organizations when and where you can. Thank you for joining us, and until next time, have fun and stay safe.